This is State House Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. The State House of Representatives this week took action that could lead to the sale of state-owned utility Santee Cooper. Established in 1934 to provide power to rural areas, Santee Cooper ran afoul of the General Assembly for its role in the V.C. Summer nuclear debacle, bolstering the position of many lawmakers that the state doesn't need to own a utility. Several groups have reportedly already made private overtures to buy Santee Cooper. The House-passed bill would establish a state panel to publicly review any purchase offers. Charleston Representative Peter McCoy.
South Carolina ratepayers are watching. South Carolina ratepayers depend on us. And this is the first way and the only way that puts them in a position to know exactly what's going on. It shouldn't just be us that know. It should be everybody in South Carolina that knows exactly what these offers are and exactly the direction that we're heading.
Passage of the bill was applauded by Governor McMaster. It now goes to the state Senate. Lawmakers' current resentment of high utility rates seemed to also be at play this week as the House passed a bill aimed at increasing the use of solar energy in the state. The bill lifts the cap on the amount of solar energy that can be produced and sold back to utilities. Utility companies fought it, saying non-solar customers and the utilities themselves are subsidizing the use of solar. Spartanburg Republican Mike Forrester made their case.
And what this bill does is it's being subsidized by the shareholders. So we're going to make them pay subsidies for someone who has solar. Folks, I tell you, that's just not right. It's got an odor to it.
Solar proponents argued the bill makes good energy policy and criticized the utilities for opposing the solar expansion. Charleston Democrat Leon Stavronakis.
Is it a good idea to let the utilities dictate energy policy in South Carolina? Is that a good idea? And the answer is no, okay?
The bill passed by a 64-33 vote and now goes to the Senate. Senators return from their Easter recess on Monday and will begin debate on next year's $8 billion state budget package. They are also in the middle of debating a bill that would reduce the amount of money that customers of South Carolina Electric and Gas Company pay each month for the abandoned V.C. Summer nuclear reactor project. That bill has already passed in the House. Next week, the adjournment clock kicks in. Bills that haven't managed to have been passed by at least one body, the House or the Senate, will be stranded and will die with this session's May 11th adjournment. Some lawmakers are already focusing on the next round of political redistricting, which will follow the 2020 census. Historically, state legislators have redrawn legislative and congressional districts every 10 years. The South Carolina Progressive Network, a group of progressive activists, is calling on lawmakers to hand over that task to a citizens' committee. This week, Orangeburg Democrat Gilda Cobb-Hunter introduced a bill to do that.
This bill follows along the thought that a lot of people have, is that we need to change this system of politicians picking voters and get back to the concept of having voters or people pick the politician.
Republican Representative Gary Clary of Clemson has introduced a bill to create an independent state commission to handle redistricting. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.